231-420-8320. Do it today.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three on Thursday, November 9th, 2023 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show. This segment brought to you by the local Well Connect dealers and the factory in Alpena, Michigan. Time is running out. The clock is ticking. You need to place your order for a do-it-yourself installation of a WellConnect unit. You call 231-420-8320. We will get in contact with you, get all the information necessary to submit to the factory, get you a proposal, get you a WellConnect at thousands of dollars discounted pricing, watch a video, get a friend to help you, install the unit yourself, and start saving money immediately. Again, call 231-420-8320. We'll explain the entire process to you. You need an email address that we can send you the proposal from the factory, make arrangements for you to get the unit either delivered to your house with a delivery fee, or you can actually go to the factory in Alpena and pick it up, take it home, get it there, get all the parts necessary, watch the videos. And if you need help, we even have Tom Walker from Petoskey, who installed his unit with his dad. And we have others that will come and help you, local dealers in your area. They'll work with you, show you how to do it, put it all together, start it up for you, and get this thing heating your house right now. Talk to the propane company Trigas in Traverse City yesterday. We haven't ordered propane, folks, since March of 2022. Over a year and 7-8 months ago was the last time we got a delivery of propane, and the tank is still at 22%. They said, Randy, you don't even have to get it filled up until you get to 10%. I went, I know, but I just want to move forward with this thing. Haven't gotten propane, folks, in a year and 8 months. The propane furnace hasn't even kicked on yet this year. The Well Connect has done all the heating. So give them a call, 231-420-8320. In a signal that the end of the session is drawing near, the Joint Committee on Administrative Rules yesterday, Wednesday, waived the remaining session days of review on four rule sets. The motions to do so passed, of course, along party line votes. Administrative rule changes must be within the purview of the JCAR, Joint Committee on Administrative Rules, for 15 legislative session days before they're allowed to go into effect, unless that committee waives that requirement. Well, guess what? Party line votes, Democrats voted for it, Republicans voted against it, they changed the rules. Department of Health and Human Services official thanked the JCAR for taking up a rule set the administration is pursuing regarding their department. If the legislature were to follow its existing calendar, the window of review wouldn't eclipse until sometime in December. But with the House and the Senate finishing their voting this week, these rule changes would not have been able to move through the process until the next calendar year if it wasn't for their actions they took yesterday. So what does that all mean? If they didn't change the rules, they wouldn't be able to go out of session until December. But because they're not coming back, they're done. Lansing is a ghost town. Your state rep and your state senator is here until at least January. Next week, rifle season, November 15th, they'll all be deer hunting. Then Thanksgiving. Then we head into the holidays, Black Friday. All the Christmas shopping can get done. The trees can go up. The Christmas lights can be hung. They can celebrate Christmas and the holidays with their families and have a fantastic, wonderful, happy new year, sweetie. Love you. Kiss Miss Bubba at midnight. Yep. Guess what? They get to do it. And depending on Speaker Joe Tate, they may not even go into legislative session until February, March, possibly April. We'll have to wait and see. Now, he claims that he's going to consider working with the Republicans. That's not going to happen. That's a bald-faced lie, Joe. Why don't you tell the truth when you talk to the media? Well, there was a couple of standards health professionals were dealing with. One of them is STEM, S-T-E-M-I. ST, elevation, myocardial infractions. The American Health Association, the Michigan Health and Hospital Association, and other health groups have been pushing for these standards for years. Initially, lobbying the legislators to put the standards into statute before the administration of Governor Gretchen Whitmer could have suggested the changes and amend the rules prior to the end of the legislative session. The American Heart Association strongly supports efforts to enact a robust STEMI system of care framework in Michigan that moves toward creating a comprehensive system of cardio care, said Colin McDonough, American Heart Association's Government Relations Director. Getting the patient to the right facility at the right time saves lives. Well, JCAR's decision ensures that the rules impacting the statewide STEMI system can be implemented without any delays to help the patients, said the Michigan Hospital Association spokesperson John Karzinski. JCAR also waived the 15-day legislative reviewing period on updating three construction-related rules so they align more closely with the evolving international and national standards. The latest rule set updates the Michigan Mechanical Code by adopting the 2021 edition. The Michigan Mechanical Code currently adopted by reference was done way back in 2015. Since then, new codes have been implemented, and the state of Michigan had not revised their plumbing code and electric code standards. These codes standards dive deep into energy efficiency standards, and codes requiring plumbing and electricians to operate under. So what they did basically yesterday is they waived the rules. They don't have to wait 15 legislative days before they could pass these things. The Democrats voted for it. The Republicans voted against it. And guess what? Because they currently hold the majority, the resolution passed. And this, again, is all signaling that they are, in fact, done for the year. So expect to see your state rep and your state senator at your local gas stations, perhaps out having dinner with their families. As far as more laws taking away our liberties, our freedoms, increased taxes, those days are over for 2023. So you're noticing the air is just breathing in a little bit more cleaner this morning. Our freedoms kind of seem like they're not under attack. The sun is shining. People are out blowing the leaves, getting ready for winter. It's a coming. But as far as the tyrannical government in Lansing, it's over. So we will see what happens going forward. We'll see, in fact, if they're going to call them back into session in January and try to work with the Republicans, or are they going to hold off until they have the special election replacing those two Democrat state representatives, hoping to get their power back. Well, two campaigns are underway, folks, to prevent that from happening. Recall petitions, signatures are being gathered to recall Betsy Cofia in the 103rd and Kelly Breen in the 21st. And you can volunteer to be part of it. Send an email to recallbadbetsy@gmail.com. Volunteer to help them get signatures. Trigger a recall election next year for the 103rd. Final segment of today's show. The Republicans had a debate last night for president. One of them had something to say. We'll be right back.
You've never seen the internet like this before. Blazing fast connection, symmetrical upload and download speeds, unlimited access, affordable rates, and no contracts. Delivered by your trusted local cooperative, Presque Electric and Gas Co-op. PIEG Connect will transform the way you live, work, and play in rural Michigan. There's fast internet, and then there's PIEG Connect. Show your interest at PIEGConnect.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349. 818-8349.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Whether you knew it or not, last night, the Republican presidential candidates running participated in a televised debate on NBC News. Lester Holt and the other woman were the moderators. Lester Holt posed the question to Vivek Ramaswamy. His answer, whether they liked it or not, was the truth. The guy spoke the truth. They didn't like it.
Please make your case. Why should you be the nominee and not the former president?
I think there's something deeper going on in the Republican Party here, and I am upset about what happened last night. We've become a party of losers at the end of the day. It is a cancer to the Republican establishment. Let's speak the truth. I mean, since Ronna McDaniel took over as chairwoman of the RNC in 2017, we have lost 2018, 2020, 2022, no red wave that never came. We got trounced last night in 2023. And I think that we have to have accountability in our party. For that matter, Ron, if you want to come on stage tonight, you want to look the GOP voters in the eye and tell them you resign, I will turn over my, yield my time to you. And frankly, look, the people there are cheering for losing in the Republican Party. Think about who's moderating this debate. This should be Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan, and Elon Musk. We'd have 10 times the viewership asking questions that GOP primary voters actually care about and bringing more people into our party. You think the Democrats, and we've got Kristen Welker here, you think the Democrats would actually hire Greg Gutfeld to host a Democratic debate? They wouldn't do it. And so the fact of the matter is, I mean, Kristen, I'm going to use this time because this is actually about you in the media and the corrupt media establishment. Ask you the Trump-Russia collusion hoax that you pushed on this network for years. Was that real or was that Hillary Clinton made up disinformation? Answer the question. Go. Mr. Ronald, this is how we get our country back. We need accountability because this media rigged the 2016 election. They rigged the 2020 election with the Hunter Biden laptop story.
Mr. Ramaswamy,
and they're going to rig this election.
Your time is up.
Accountability.
Let me turn to Governor Christie. Why?
Oh, yeah. They're going to go to the rhino, Governor Chris Christie, the donut man. Vivek Ramaswamy spoke the truth. Why would Ronna Romney McDaniel agree to let NBC host the Republican presidential debate? Why wasn't it Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan, and Elon Musk moderating the Republican debate? Do you realize that if they had those moderators, I don't care on what network, I don't care on what channel, I don't care if it was only going to be on his Twitter X platform, Vivek Ramaswamy's right. They would have had at least 10 times, if not more, viewers watching that debate last night than they did on the communist network NBC. Kristen Welker, are you kidding me? She was co-moderator with Lester Holt, asking them stupid questions about the Russian collusion in the 2016 election that elected Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton. They're asking these candidates running for president in 2024 questions about 2016. What relevancy did that question have? God bless Vivek Ramaswamy for calling him out. Thank God he called out Ronna Romney McDaniel. He's absolutely right. Since Ronna Romney McDaniel took over the RNC, they lost 2018 elections, they lost 2020, they lost 2022, and they got their butt kicked this past Tuesday, they got their butt kicked again. You got the first woman Democrat mayor elected in the city of Warren. Jim Fouts, somewhat of a moderate Republican, had been the mayor of Warren for 16 years. Very favorable ratings. Warren, mostly the people loved him. He came out and endorsed the Republican George Demas, and guess what? He lost. He lost across the board in every single little tiny district, voting district within the city of Warren, lost to the Democrat. Ramaswamy said, basically, this is a trend under Ronna Romney McDaniel's leadership that it started in 18, 2020, 2022, 2023, this past Tuesday, very well may be the precursor to 2024. Why is the RNC keeping her as chair of the RNC? You know who should be chairman of the RNC? Dave Ajima. I know you're down in warm weather right now, Dave, and I know Barb's mouth just fell open and she probably passed out. Dave, go ahead and give her mouth to mouth. Bring her back. Resuscitate your wife. He should be the chairman of the RNC. You want to win? Get somebody like Dave Ajima to be their chairman. Unbelievable, folks. We have a deadline coming up this Saturday at 5 o'clock. You need to text me the word event. You need to go to the website, acconservatives.org. You need to register for the class we're teaching Saturday, December 2nd at Jay's Sporting Goods, 1151 South Otsego Avenue in Gaylord. Doors will open at 9:30 to check in. 10 o'clock, the class starts. We will be done at 12:30. The best, most educational class training you will ever attend, I personally guarantee it. Robert's Rules of Order and the Michigan State Constitution. Text me event. That's it for today's show. Now back to the music. 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the